Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. So we're going to help you clarify that on this segment today. And none other than a genius in copywriting, I've invited Adil Ansari. Thank you so much, Adil, for joining this class today and taking it.
You're welcome. And I'm going to go ahead and say it's Amarsi.
Amarsi?
Yeah, everyone adds an extra A in my name. Like, guys.
I all do that.
Everyone does this. It's like, okay, fine. It's okay.
I'm not. Adil A.
just Adil's fine, because I don't think there's another copywriter on earth with my name. So I'm like, woo.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to you dropping some amazing copywriting secrets. You've got a bonus for us as well, haven't you? You've got a wonderful 17 point checklist that people can take away on the Dream Show today. So
it's a 15.5 checklist, but I've added two. She's just saying 17 because it sounds cooler, but it's actually 15 with two extra bonus tips in there. But what I'm going to do is, guys, I don't know, I've got 55 minutes, give or take, on this call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get as much value jam-packed into this. Now, basically, if I don't get to the end of the conversion list or whatever it is, the PDF will actually do. So I've actually got the lists, which I have to upload, which you guys will be able to go ahead and pick up in like 20 or 30 minutes or an hour and a half from now. Once that's up and ready and live, it has literally all the things I'm going to talk about right now, but in a more concise form, we can go, oh, I just totally understand what you're saying there. And you can email me and ask me questions, because I'm annoyingly open to talk to people. Okay, cool. So, side caveats that I need to cover right now. You will hear a meow every so often. That is my cat, who is an evil person. Am I allowed to swear on this show? I don't know. I just have to ask.
Daytime.
So, watershed, so no swearing. Okay. This is going to be interesting. I usually tend to cast quite a bit, but okay, we'll keep it PG. Only universal, depending on your rating. Okay, so
Adam, let me ask you first before we begin, right? Let's ask a few questions. First of all, tell me, why did you start in this industry in particular? What's the industry like for copywriters at the moment? In case anyone's tuning in and they want to start it as a business, they've got passion for writing and they want to do this as business. Tell me why you did it, and what can people do if they want to get into it as well?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just start this off. If you're a writer that wants to get into copywriting, don't do it. Be a salesperson that gets into then writing, because it's a lot easier to teach a salesperson how to write than it is to teach a writer how to sell. Because it's like, that's something my mentor and friend John Carlton taught me a very long time ago. Now, how I got into it was completely blind luck and complete craziness. And if you guys know my origin story, awesome. If you don't, I'll just do a quick, very, very short version of it, which is basically when I was 5 years old, my dad was paralyzed from the waist down. I don't know why, he just couldn't walk. So he used to sit in front of the TV watching QVC and the Home Shopping Channel. I have an older sister that's about 7 years older than me, and she used to beat the living crap out of me all the time. So because of that, I was like, who gets to watch TV is the guy that, there's the person that controls the TV remote, gets to watch what they want. So I'm like cartoons, and she's like crazy teenage stuff from the 90s, which is actually pretty good about the fact of it still. So I spent most of my time actually in front of the TV watching QVC and the Home Shopping Channel. Unknownst to me at the time, I was taking in a lot of stuff. So stuff by Billy Mays is very naturally associated to me. Like, apparently I sell without thinking. It's just an influential thing, but it's also down to base personality types and all the other fun stuff that comes with that. Right. But move on to the age of 12, my teachers tell my parents that we think your son's got dyslexia and ADD. he can't write very fast and his writing is extremely messy. Can you please make sure that he spends time writing and practicing? Because he can speak well, he just can't write well. So at the time, my dad had recovered from being unable to walk, and he had a small business that he was running with my uncle. It just turned out, there's my cat being himself. My dad actually used to have me go to his office when I was 12 years old and sit down and write anything I wanted, like stories, just to get better at writing. Now, I used to get bored out of my mind, so I would creatively write pieces on his products, like Pete the Pencil or whatever it is. I would make stuff up just to basically go through and do it. Just keep my brain entertained, because no kid wants to be there on a summer, near enough the summertime when he wants to go out and play, when all he has to do is sit inside a little office somewhere in the middle of bad part town where you actually have to write because that's what your dad told you to do. But what I found out was years later, because I ended up just doing this on and off, more so I started focusing more on my martial arts around this time and school activities, so I didn't do it as much. But during that time, I would spend less time with my dad, but more time in sports. But at the same time, I would actually keep up the idea of writing every day. So I'd always write. And it was when I was 17 and turning 18 that my dad, I was in a network marketing company that unfortunately got sold to another one. Quite cool that they sold into it, because it's quite nice that they've actually all worked out in the end. But at the time, I really loved their product, which was self-development. So around that time, I started writing blog posts, and I found that if someone could look at my blog posts, I would always get a phone call, and people would ask me more about it.
Right.
And at the time, I didn't know what a copywriter was. I had no idea. All I thought was, oh, this is just amazing, blah, blah. It wasn't until my dad told me that when he sold the company, all the copy and stuff that he had basically had written to sell his product through direct response and mailers, to prospective clients and businesses. What he used to do was take my work and take it down to his copywriters and have them edit it, because all they would do is say, this is really good, bar a few spelling errors, we're just going to add a headline, a little bit of introduction copy, and a close. But the main body copy is completely done for this. We don't even have to look at it. Here you go, it's on its way.
Wow, okay.
And so I was like, my first question was like, where's my cut of the money that you actually, you know, made from this? Which I got a swift slap upside the head, because, you know, it is what it is. I was like, okay, fine, I deserve that. And then my dad said, well, why don't you just go ahead and start looking at this whole thing in business and see how it's up.
One second, Nadia, one second, right. So can you tell me, is there any kind of connection having a childlike mind when it comes to copywriting?
Curiosity.
Curiosity, right. So do you think you as a child, when you got into copywriting, that, because your mind isn't developed the way that adults are, right? So do you think this creativity element that you're free to create ideas and you're not limiting yourself when it comes to copywriting then?
To a degree. The other thing that you got to look at as well is the fact that I spent literally 2 years between the ages of 5 and 7 before my subconscious was full, my conscious brain was fully formed. So I had 2 years of unconscious conditioning of a daily essence of watching direct sales in front of me. So like, you try spending 4 hours watching Billy Mays a day for 2 years straight without getting your, like, hoping your system doesn't kick your butt. You pretty much have to do that. And like, my vocabulary grew because I used to watch the show called Countdown with my dad, and then it would be QVC and all this other random crazy stuff that I'd have to get into in order to watch cartoons at the end. It was a real hard job trying to get to watch cartoons, trust me. So anyway, long story short, there is an element of having creativity and curiosity, but don't worry, you can be like, most copywriters don't get into copywriting until they're 30.
Right.
Like, they just don't. Gary Halbert, one of the greatest copywriters of all time, didn't start writing copy until he was in his 30s.
It doesn't really matter what age you start writing.
Exactly. All you have to do is be if I was to give you the elements of being a good writer, or good copywriter, being able to sell stuff, is 3 things. One, learn how to sell, because it's the most amazing thing in the world. Even if technology completely dies tomorrow and you're basically thrown back into the Stone Age, guess what? You can still do your job because you're not dependent on anything except for selling. You can take anything and sell it. That's one. Two, become very, very curious of the human mind and the body and how it works. Because when you're curious about how the mind and the person of who people are works, and you can embody that, you become an incredibly better person and writer and understanding. You become the best communicator overall because of it. And the third, and this is the best one that I can probably give you, is do not write at the level that you think is appropriate for a marketplace. Rather, survey and understand it, and you'll find if it's over a third grade, which is 10 or 11 years old, understanding of writing, then you are completely just writing too far advanced. You need to bring it right down to like a 10-year-old can read this and understand what's going on, because that's kind of the level that your brain has to function at, because most of us don't go past that with our reading and writing. It's just a way of communication that actually really, really works. Now, that's kind of like my story in a nutshell, and I became a pro copywriter at 18. There's a few people that influenced that, and I'm 25 now. I actually don't consider myself a copywriter anymore. Mm-hmm. I've got like so many different, but I counted the other day because I was writing my about page on my blog, which still hasn't been up yet. I think I have no less than like 15 different nicknames. So I'm like, okay, I basically become Apollo Creed from Rocky IV when they're doing the introductions. So that's who I am. Woo. But yeah, I mean, there's like so many different things that you guys can do in business and copywriting. So I want to go ahead and visit. Feel free to ask me any questions. We're ready to go.
Okay, so the first idea, okay, right, Adil, when I'm going to talk from personal experience and from people that I've actually spoken to. The thing is, you know, when we read magazines or we read books or we read newspapers, we've got this kind of trust built with the writers or the producers of the actual media, okay? Now, when you're actually emailing out to strangers, they don't know you, they don't trust you, they don't really understand who it is that's messaging them. So the first hurdle, I think, the first challenge that marketers face is how do they build that instant trust for them to even bother opening up your email and reading it? So I think that's one area that we really need to kind of really home in on and then kind of talk about the actual copy.
Okay, well, I was going to say, if you guys want, just by a show of hands and by a show of people commenting, please go ahead and do. I really do love like being asked this. Who wants me to go through my entire 15.5 checklist? Or you guys can pick it up later on completely for free and, you know, go read it and do that. That's always fun. Or do you want Fizz to basically go ahead and ask me a bunch of questions that you guys actually have that are dying right now that can be answered a lot easier and quicker? Because I want to basically do this as a value thing. It's
okay, hold on. This is a bonus, guys, right? So you get that anyway.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to happen. You guys get that once I put it up, so.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just see a show of hands. Ask specific question, take questions.
So take questions. All right, cool. So the first question.
You're right with that, yeah? I do. Oh. As we go along, we just kind of allow.
This is my life. I'm a human of random abundance and stupidity and crazy times. Literally, I wake up in the morning sometimes, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I just say yes to everything. Good things happen. So let's go with it. Roll times, right? So, okay. First question you asked me was about building trust and brand. Well, this all comes down to positioning. Your positioning of how you actually get the person on your mailing list is huge. If the person comes in, wow, you've gone really crazy white right now, and they go back. The color flow just came back because it just like blew up for a second. It's like crazy. So when you're doing your positioning, if you actually bought your leads from, say, either Facebook advertising or Twitter or YouTube or Google or whatever it is where you got your ads from, wherever that person is seen, your face, in order to end up on your mailing list, when they land on the page that gives you the name and email address, like they give their email, their details to you, it's all about the positioning of that page. Now, you can have it one of two ways, the original traditional, like headline, subheadline, blah, 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 something about I'm giving something to you, get on my newsletter or get on my mailing list and you can get this free gift. That's one way of doing it. But then building up that relationship is entirely based on emails, which is very easy to do. Or you can do the reverse squeeze page, which is something that I've been experimenting with. Thank you to my friend Justin Brook for actually writing an amazing blog post about this. It's in the interest of going through and actually giving all the information about yourself and telling them what's actually inside the guide and giving them as much information as possible and telling them to go ahead and go get it for free. So this can actually be done in one page. One page web page, easy, I guess. It's a sales page, really, but it's a squeeze page more than anything, because you're not selling anything, you're just giving something away. So an example of this would be something I'm building right now on my site, which isn't live, but you will see it in the coming weeks. And of course, you'll see it in the mastermind group, and of course, everyone else will. But the way I'm actually doing this is by building a page that is that just positions me in a place that is, hey, there's Adil. He's done this, that, the other. We should totally go listen to him. And this is the free giveaway he's giving, that's specific to our marketplace. So a great use of this is if you can create surveys, go ahead and create surveys. If you can't create surveys, go ahead and give away just free information that is really, really simple and easy to use. Something along the lines of, let's say, Fizzer, give me something like, it's someone in the crowd shout something out, or Fizzer, give me something.
Facebook ads, you know, how to get 200 leads per day from Facebook.
Okay, cool. Don't actually use that as a headline ever, because I know it's beneficial, but it comes off kind of weird. Yeah. People actually don't react to that all that well. So what you want to do is kind of reposition it as yourself. So if I was this person who was getting 200 leads a day on Facebook, and you came through Facebook, whatever the headline is on the blog post is the headline I would use on the ad. So something like let's make it easier. So it's like, discover the number one secret no gurus want you to know about Facebook advertising.
Right.
If you ever wondered how people are getting 100 to 200 leads a day on Facebook advertising while paying absolutely nothing, then read the letter below. And the letter would be something along the lines of, hi, my name's Adam Marcy, and a lot of people don't know who I am. And that is by complete, that's not by accident, sorry, that's on purpose. The reason being, it's taken me this long to basically come out with a way of me telling you and fighting every urge I have to tell you about like how to generate leads on Facebook. The main reason is once I let this secret out, like this cat out the bag, I may be ostracized by the community entirely. Right. But you know what? I don't care about that. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. It wasn't that long ago that I was on Facebook, just like you all, wondering what to do. And now today, after a really good friend of mine shared a small little secret, I went ahead and did this, and it worked for a while until Facebook shut down this method entirely. It got my brain thinking, and I actually started to understand and understood, well, sorry, I understood the technique that was shown to me, but really looked at the overall strategy and modified it correctly for my marketplace. Once I did this, it was instantly the easiest way for me to build leads and generate a buyer's list, or a list of people that are interested in what I want, and that right now is at 200 people a day. Now, if it's something that you really want to understand and figure out, all you have to do is enter your best email address and your name, so I know exactly where to send this amazing report and guide to, or this video to, and make sure that you confirm when you get there.
Right, excellent. Okay, so a little bit of the story then. So
always, anyone that you have to sell with stories. That's how you get good at sales. You have to tell a story.
Tell a story of it. Excellent. And the common question would be now, I mean, because it's a video age right now, does that overwrite copy at all? Would copy no. have its value?
Copy has been around since men have been trying to sell the wheel to each other. And women as well. It's been around forever. Basically, anytime that you want to have an exchange of something, that's copywriting. Video ads, copywriting. Infomercials, copywriting. Like Tony Robbins' Personal Power 2. A lot of people don't know about this, but it was actually written by Guthrie Renker. Guthrie Renker is a direct response advertising agency based out of California. They're actually been around for years. Now, this entire thing, copywriting can be, it's transcendent. It moves in and out of form and through form, regardless of what the media is. It's just basically a way of telling stories that get people to take action. That is the definition for me of what copywriting is. It's persuasion in print or voice or in any format whatsoever that you can bring it in. So in today's age, if you're using videos, then go ahead and tell your story in a video. If you're using PDFs and reports, they still work. If you want to use audios, go for it. It completely all works. Everything still works. It's just a matter of how effective it is, and that's basically down to you to check the calibration of your marketplace to find out if they're still into the same thing. If they're not, then you know, go ahead and change it up a little bit. Like if everyone's offering a free report, offer a free video. If everyone's offering a free video, offer a free audio. If everyone's offering a free audio, go for a free PDF. Yeah. Basically differentiate yourself from the crowd in a way that basically comes back, because marketing is very much like fashion. Yeah. Fashion takes about 30 years before it recycles a trend from a very long time ago. Right now, we see the rise of the vintage and all the other fun stuff that's coming on. If you look back in the olden days, was a style that was already there. So what you're doing now, the same thing as with copywriting, but the difference is it has a much shorter time expansion of what works. Like, for instance, everyone was into videos in 2010 because 2014, 93% of everything could be video, which it is. But now people are getting sick and tired of long-ass videos. Sorry, long videos. Yes. So there is an actual method to it. So I'll give you the method to actually creating your free giveaway. Your free giveaway should not be longer than 10 minutes to read or 5 minutes to watch.
Right.
So if you're doing, how do I get 200 leads a day? You want to just basically jump in and say, da-da-da, here's how you get it. You know, let me give you a quick introduction of who I am. I'll talk to you about who I am via email and how you can, you know, get more from me. But right now, let me give you the thing that's going to get there and give them the meat of the actual thing. Don't give them the dressing. Don't give them the salads. Don't give them the veg. Give them the meat, the thing that basically sustains them and will get them to take action. Because if someone can consume your product, which is what you want them to do, they start loving you and start bringing you closer to them. And then, of course, this kind of plays into how do I position myself, where your email sequence comes in, where you can relate to them in an entirely different way that teaches them and shows them. And realistically, this is down to a choice that you have to make. You can go one of three ways. You can be the reporter, I'm reporting on everything that's going on. You can be the expert, or you can be the learner that's on a journey. I'm on this journey. Let me show you how I did it. I'm a little bit more advanced than you are, but not by much. But let me show you how to get to where I am. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go on to the next stage.
Right. Excellent stuff. Adam, we've got some questions coming. If you don't mind, we can take them.
Let's go for it.
We've got Christopher. He's saying, when I start writing, okay, it's a blur. Okay. And when I study other people's copy, it gets too complicated for me to actually draft a copy for myself. So what do you advise? What is the process of getting your work out and not getting too kind of tied up in what other people's work? So I understand that question really well, because, you know, when you start writing a blog post, you go like 10 places, try and gather lots of information, and then it just goes all like freaky. And then you never actually get anything out of your own voice. So do you think you should blurp it all out first, or should you actually do, what is your...
I don't understand why people do that personally. Because it's something that I don't really see. It's kind of like whatever is taught to you, whatever you know in your heart and your mind and your soul, when you speak it out in truth, when it's complete in its rawest form, that is you. So the way that I actually got over this initially was I tell people, if you have a smartphone, you have everything you need. Basically, there's an app on there called Evernote. If you can't get Evernote, there's a built-in microphone in your phone that will record voice clips and memos. Here's what you do. You take the voice memo out and you just start talking about what the product is or whatever it is that you want to say, whatever the end goal is. So if your end goal, Christopher, is I want to write a blog post or a sales piece or an email, just voice it out. Just say it as is. So it could be something as simple like, I know it's not what you asked in the sense of like, how do you kill the blank page? Well, again, that's another way is that you can literally just sit there and write for hours on end until that first page is gone and then form your ideas from there. That's another way of doing it. You know, just have a massive brain dump on the page and then pick out what you want. That works, but to me, it doesn't work for me. I'm far too, my mind just doesn't work that way. I'm more auditory visual. So what I tend to do is I take out my phone and just start recording. Like one of the ideas I had recently was I was walking down the street and one of the headlines I came up with for a client piece that is just currently being worked over right now, thankfully I can say this, is if you can't make $2,500 in the next 30 days, if everything was taken away from you, then you, my friend, are the poorest person in the world. Read this letter now.
Got it.
That was literally it. And the way I came up with that was I went for a walk and I had my phone with me and I thought, huh, okay, that came through. Research is good, like looking at swipe files and what other people have done. But if it's getting you confused, buddy, what I would say right now is that you really want to go ahead and just write from your own voice what it is that you want to portray. And if it doesn't sound polished or good or making current mistakes, who cares? You can actually polish it afterwards. As long as you get it out of your body and onto paper or onto a recording, you can go back to it and polish it. Like, I hate the word learn with a passion. In sales copy, if I'm telling you, oh, you're going to learn how to write copy today, you're not going to want to do it. If I say you're going to discover how to basically like write your own checks using copywriting, you're going to be far more interested, and it's just basically a small bit of persuasion. But saying that, I can only get to that stage, you can only get to that stage because the first draft was written and said, learn how to write copy today.
Right.
And then you just refine it, and then you understand. And that's basically where the swipe files comes in. Once you've written your base level draft, you can go find a swipe file and just take bits and pieces and chop and change over. Like, I love the way this this paragraph talks about this. It's completely applicable to what I'm saying. I know I'm going to go ahead and reword my thing in this sentence, but using my voice.
Right, got it, got it.
I hope that makes sense. It's kind of like in the sense of, like say it's a blog post and you're writing about how leadership, leadership is basically, you can learn leadership. And one of the tips would be read books on leadership.
Right.
And you went through and you were talking about this. Now, the thing that you initially wrote was like, you can learn how to do leadership by reading books. These are the books I recommend. Now I'm stuck on what to talk about. And you go to like Elon Musk's article on leadership and you read that and you go, oh, this is amazing. But Elon has like a tip in there, like when I went through reading books, what I would do is only read the first page of this and this and this, and then I would apply it straight away. And for every hour that I read, I spent 2 hours applying. So then you just take that and you add it to yours and you reword it as is. And then if you didn't do that, you just write in the bottom, Elon Musk or whatever it was says this. Or if it's a friend of yours, you say this. If it's someone that no one has heard of and that you've only heard of because they were on a podcast this one time 10 years ago, you just say, I can't remember who said this, but if it was you, please send me an email. But they said, this is how they actually do the productivity in their time, and it's something I plan on doing myself. But then again, it's down to if you want to be the leader, the expert, or if you want to be the learner that's on the journey, it's taking everyone with them. It's completely up to you. As long as you have that publishing model of what you know what you are, you can go ahead and completely get people to follow you. I hope that makes sense.
That absolutely does. It's amazingly explained, Adil. Thank you so much. As we have short time, I've just got to kind of whiz forward because I know that we've got a lot to cover. But we've got Stella, okay, Adil, and she's saying, hi, Stella. She's saying, right, that what chance do new marketers have against the gurus that have massive budgets and they are hiring the best people in copywriting to do their work? What chance do we have against them? How do we differentiate our voice to be different and stand out if we haven't got big budgets?
Okay, well, I'll tell you right now, for a good copywriter, you're looking, well, and I hate the marketplace that have done this because some people are asking for like $500. Ooh, that's a lot. No, a good copywriter runs between $5,000 to $250,000.
Wow.
For just a sales letter. I mean, the most I've ever been paid is like $38,000 for a single sales letter plus equity. So it happens. But the best way you get around doing this is befriend us, because there's always new people learning sales copy. Like myself right now, I have two proteges that I'm working with right now. Anything that is below what I actually charge as a minimum, I work out deals with the clients. If it's a client I really want to help, I really want to work with because I see potential in their business, which happens to every copywriter, by the way, what I just end up doing is saying, right, give me an equity of your business and like a percentage. And more importantly, I'll have like, say one of my proteges go ahead and write it. Like I'd say, David, go ahead and write this. You've got everything that you need. And David would do it for the experience because he's my protege, he's working underneath me and he's getting exposure and we'll find like a happy medium. So if they can only pay like $1,000, I'm like, David, are you happy to do this job for $1,000? It's like, yeah, I'm happy to do it for $1,000. Great. Here you go. It runs through me as my business. But in the end, I get equity share in it and David gets paid off from the results, but he also gets the experience and want and knowledge from that. So there's always a way to do it. Now, if you're brand new in a marketplace, the best way you get around it is the fact that you're new. I'm going to give you guys a list of books right now that you should all read, and it's the easiest way to find them is the author's name is Robert Greene, R-O-B-E-R-T-G-R-E-E-N-E. Robert Greene wrote a series of books called The 33 Strategies of War, The 48 Laws of Power, The Art of Seduction, The 50th Law, and Mastery. Literally, every single one of these books I practically read on a yearly basis, or at least twice a year. I sit down and I just spend a week reading them because they're actually amazing. If I can't read them, I listen to the audiobooks, and you can actually get little concise versions, which is like that thing compared to the 500-page documents this man writes. Now, one of the amazing things in The Strategies of War that he talks about is if you're small, you're fast. You have speed on your side, whereas if you're big, you have power. Power is slower than speed. So if I have a gigantic marketing budget, yay, but guess what I've got to figure out? I've got to figure out all the funnels. I've got to figure out all the business models. I've got to figure out who to hire. I've got to figure out all the stuff in between, the timelines, the delays, the graphics, blah, 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 blah.
Even signing it off, you know, having people to sign it off, how many people are involved in the process. The thing about being an independent entrepreneur is that quick implementation, and that's your advantage.
Yeah, I mean, even the gurus that work on like with a two-person team, which some people do, they still have to go through a lot of stuff to get through. I mean, I have a client right now who we've been like deciding on working together for like 6 months now, And we've only just started to make progress on it because we've just had so many different delays with business ideas and blah and blah and blah. My idea to you is find the marketplace that you want to be in, become, not even become the expert, but pick your model. And I've gone back to this twice now, I think. I'm going to go back to it again. Pick out which model that you want as a publisher model. So like, do you want to be a blogger? Do you want to be the leader? Do you want to be the expert? Do you want to do whatever you do in that marketplace? Now, if you're an expert in health and you're a personal trainer and you're a part of a network marketing company that does health or related products, guess what you can do? You can go ahead and become an expert as a personal trainer and use your personal training expertise to go ahead and leverage it to build your list and actually tell them how to get in great shape and then eventually offer your opportunity as a business owner, whatever it is, your products to them. That's one way of doing it. Chase, be quiet. I'm on.
Yeah, you got to bring Chase to the camera. Everyone's wondering who the heck is this.
It's my little cat. If he comes near me, I'll pick him up and show you. But he's like a little pain in the butt that scurries around. Come here. Come here. Good boy. Come to daddy.
Here's
my little boy. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm going down now. I don't like to be on camera. I just like to be heard, not seen. He's like, it's the old adage, your children should be not seen. It should be heard, not seen, or whatever it is. I don't believe in that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the thing, because I do want to make sure I get to this. When you're actually brand new, because you have speed on your hands, guess what? You can throw up a blog really quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't have a massive audience, you don't need one. Because guess what? You can actually differentiate from the guru so amazingly big by basically saying, I'll give you an example in the self-development market. Everyone's on about how The Secret is amazing, the law of attraction is amazing. One person came along and was like, the law of attraction is complete BS. Let me show you why it's different.
Uh-huh.
And then they just basically went through this entire thing. Now, they were talking about the law of attraction in a completely different way. Still the law of attraction, but just the way they branded themselves and kept themselves as the anti-law of attraction person while teaching it the same thing, but in a very unique way.
Right.
They instantly stood out and became better. It's like Tony Robbins when he stopped teaching NLP and started teaching NAC, actually neuroassociative condition versus neurolinguistic programming. If you look at the base models, they're the exact same. The only difference is the branding behind it of what Tony did and how he basically changed it ever so slightly around. Now he does peak performance and coaching and yada, yada, yada. That's how you can go off. You can start with something really small, grow very quickly, and then go ahead and do it. Now, here's the big ideal that's going to really make the difference. The weakness of having a big mailing list and being a big time guru and stuff is the fact that people do not believe that they are getting personal one-on-one time with you and it becomes hard and all this, that, the other. Whereas if you're brand new and small in the market, people can actually email you and respond to you. Like, have it so right from the get-go, there's an open door policy that people can actually reach out to you and you'll respond to them. Now, if you get too big to a point where you're actually amazingly overly swamped and you can't respond to everyone because you're getting like 300 emails a day, guess what you can do? You can go ahead and send an email back saying, hey guys, I'm really sorry it's taking me longer to get back to you guys. Like, send out a mass email to them saying, hey, I know there's some questions. Please don't ask me any questions just yet. I'm going to create a video for all the questions. I'm going to systemize so there's a video for every single response. And then what you do is just hire a team member to basically go ahead and take care of all the emails from you from there on in. But they're all personalized to that person. So it could be something like, hey, Fizzer, James here from Adel's office. Adel's really sorry they can't actually speak to you right now because he's on email 299 of 6,000. So there's so much more to go. But I wanted to get back to you because I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring you. We're not. I looked at your question. Thankfully, Adel's already gone ahead and handled this question before. Is it okay to you if we actually send you a video that explains the answer? Is that fine? Yes or no? If they say yes, you're like, here, we're taken care of. Here's the video answer. Go ahead and do it. If you have any more questions, come back to me personally and I'll handle it. If they are like, no, I really want to speak to Adel, then be like, okay, cool. We're going to put you on an express line. Put your email address ahead of everything else and make sure that he can speak to you quickly as soon as possible. But please make sure, please understand there are delays because of the amount of emails they get on a day-to-day basis. This just basically positions you in a whole different way and people find you as a heart-centric person and want to be around you much, much quicker and much, much easier. It's an amazing strategy. So that's how you beat everyone. And also new media is amazing because no one is a master at new media yet. And by that, I mean YouTube ads. YouTube ads are a thing that are coming out. My friend Brandy Sweezy, shout out to her. She's amazing. She is the YouTube queen. I'm claiming that right now. She is the go-to expert for YouTube ads, and I will die saying that because she is just amazing at what she does. She's helped me with some of the stuff that I do. And she basically she's not a guru per se, like when she started out, because she's only been doing this for 2 years, but she figured out how to do this one thing and became that celebrity, the endorser, the expert in that marketplace. Mm-hmm. Now, if you, while it's still young, because Facebook is on its way, not on its way out, but imagine like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2009, let's go 2008, 6 years ago, Facebook ads is a new concept. Imagine if you were the person groundbreaking in finding out how to run Facebook ads as cheaply as possible before they had the algorithms in place. You've actually gone ahead and trumped the gurus because they don't even know. To give you an idea, Frank Kern, one of the top gurus in the world, didn't actually know how to use Facebook ads until 2013. What does that tell you? It's really, really simple. You can go ahead and use so many different media of ads. You can use Bing, you can use Google ads, you can use YouTube ads, you can use solo ads, banner posters, whatever it is. Any form of marketing you want, you just have to master that one style. And trust me, I know if you have a tiny budget where you can't really go ahead and compete with the big boys, just differentiate yourself in a way that basically brings value. And the people that do come in, have them share your stuff for free. So for instance, if I didn't have a big enough mailing budget, then what I would do is I'd give all my free content away and then bring on people to say, hey, feel free to share my free content whenever you want.
There's a lot of joint ventures go into it as well, don't they, Adil? You know, you can reach out to other people in the market.
Oh, yeah.
And say, look, you know, I'll promote your stuff, you promote mine, and get into, like, partnerships and get your work out there as well. And
That's one way of doing it. Another way that's more profitable is find some, like, if you have a really good idea that you know can change the world or can make a lot of money, has potential, reach out to someone that is potentially an investor and just say, hey, listen, I have a great idea. You're a marketer. You have great expertise. I'll tell you what, I'm willing to give X amount of my equity in this in exchange for for you to fund it. If you can do that, where you fund this and I take care of all the heavy lifting, guess what? We'll be happy. All I ask is that you, if you're not that good at copywriting, don't worry about it. You can ask them to go ahead and find someone. But if you are, then just get them to pay for the traffic, because that's really all it is. With subpar copy and the right offer, you can still make a lot of money. With good copy, good offer, and good traffic, you've got a winning trifecta. But remember, the only thing is you've got to make sure that the offer is the most important thing. If your offer is genuinely good, as long as you can communicate how good it is, even if it's not as effective, you will still make money. That's all it is. And there's an old saying from The Godfather, which is one of my favorite sayings of all time. The reason why Mo Green makes, I can't remember his name. Ah, damn it. He's a real main character in the second movie as well. Anyway, the reason that he's always been in business for as long as he has is because he always makes his people money. Like, he always makes his partners money. And this is bothering me, so I'm not going to go find out what it is. So, but yeah, feel free to ask like another question while I do this.
Yeah, we've got a couple coming in. Okay, hold on. Let me just get this one, because this one's a really good one. Okay, we've got Charles. Charles is saying that he used Facebook ads, and he's got a product. Okay, he wants a headline. Okay, so a little bit help with headlines here. So he's got a diet product that helps men lose, I think, the mass, or to put on mass using a product, obviously one of these mass products, right? And he said the Facebook ads aren't converting. He's just mentioning in the headline that it's a product to put mass on with, and he's given a few statistics. How would you actually put that as a headline, and what would your copy be for that?
Without giving him the entire copy, because believe it or not, I actually have a product in that marketplace I've not yet released. Uh-huh. Because I'm an ectomorph, naturally. If you know what an ectomorph is, we have trouble putting on weight. This is just something that I've discovered from years of training and shit. And stuff. God, I'm so bad about that. Sorry. And the name from The Godfather, if it's killing anyone else, is Hyman Roth. The reason why Hyman Roth makes all the money is because he's always like made other people money. But to give your headline to you, it's quite simply this. How do I put it? Your Facebook ad should basically speak to a benefit to your potential client. Like, if your potential client is a 24-year-old to 28-year-old or 35-year-old male that has really hard times putting on this mass of body mass, just think of their insecurities. It's going to sound really bad, but think of their insecurities. If you feel like you can't be a muscle-bound man because you have hard time putting on weight, or if you're scared of being skinny for the rest of your life, or whatever it is that their big fear is, speak to that. Because the best way to do this is think about it. If you're in that marketplace yourself like I was, what I did was I went back and read my old journals and what are my biggest fears. If you don't have access to that, just put yourself in the mindset of you when you couldn't put on weight, and sleep and think, what are the last thoughts going through my head? I can't put on weight, this girl's not going to find me attractive, or this guy isn't, if, you know, if your sexual orientation's that way. I have a, I can't, no matter how much I lift, I'm never going to get big. I feel like I'm in great shape, but no one really notices, and people tell me that I need to eat more, but they don't understand that the more I eat, I still lose weight. You know, I can probably do this is by getting unhealthy, yada yada. All these crazy little notions. Pick one very small thing, so it could be like, I don't know how to, hold on a second. Get down from there. Down. Sorry, it's on the counter again. It's not supposed to be up there. Just turning the cat off on that. That's what I do. So what you can do is just a general ease is find one of these little like insecurities and write the body, the headline copy for the ad on Facebook. Because whatever the ad is on Facebook, it has to match the ad on the landing page. Because if it doesn't, people are going to have like a disconnect moment where it's like, whoa, I clicked about this. Now it's something else. What the hell? So if you said something like, do you go to sleep at night? Like, do you ever worry or do you ever feel that you'll never be able to put on the weight that you truly want to have that body that you deserve? And then your headline on the next page, like on the landing page, is the exact same one. And then your sub-headline could be along the lines of, if you've ever had this thought cross your mind, if you ever had this or any other thought, such as, and then name three other thoughts, like, I'm not going to be able to put on weight. The only thing I can do is if I'm, you know, if I'm unhealthy. No matter what I do, I've tried every protein drink, mass shake, whatever it is, and it's had absolutely no no effect, then read every word of this letter below. And then your letter will be something along the lines of, hi, my name's Charles, and it wasn't that long ago that I was the super skinny dude in school that everyone used to think they could pick on. Now, unfortunately, I've been doing, martial arts or training, or I've been doing this, that, the other, for years, and no matter how much I worked out of my body, I'd get really good shape. I could never be as big as I wanted to be because my dream was to be like a pro wrestler or, you know, a UFC fighter or whatever it is, that, like an NFL player or whatever it is. My dream was to be able to play with the big boys, but unfortunately being 6 foot tall and being only 135 pounds, you don't really cut that. You really can't make the cut because, you know, you have a great physique, but you'll basically die if a guy at 265 basically tackled you to the ground, you can get hit like a wrecking ball. So here's, it was because of this, I went through and did all these studies and I tried everything under the sun, but nothing worked. That was until I went through an old biology book, or and you explain how you basically came up with the solution. I went through this old biology book, or I went through this person's guide, or I went through just testing, and I found that if I actually went ahead and did certain things, my body would instantly go ahead and create extra, I don't know, whatever it is that they need to put on weight without putting on any fat. If you want that secret, the number one tip to do this, or the three tips to do this, or whatever it is, enter your email address below and your name, and I can send this to you directly to your inbox in a couple of minutes. Take care and speak soon, Charles. Bye. That's it. So I've basically given you an entire copy of that. So just go ahead and edit what I said to what fits you. And once you've done that, it's literally, that would, I don't know, you'd have to test it against a few things to make sure it passes Facebook ad approval, because they have a thing about you can't talk about results that they may get. But if you're, the way that around that is by using the wording of, it may not be a result that they want, it's a result they want, but it's not the one that is like, lose 20 pounds or gain 20 pounds in 10 days. It can be something a little bit easier where it's like, uncover the number one secret to uncover the number one secret to how I put on this amount of weight in this amount of days. That can be it, but again, I go with the original headline that I said at the start, which I can't remember because I genuinely don't remember things after I say
that. Oh yeah, I love that. Excellent, Adil, that's absolutely fantastic. Right, we're coming to about 10 minutes or so left. Are we all right, Adil, for another few minutes?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you what, I've not got my call until like, 5:05 PM UK time, so that's another 17 minutes.
Oh, give or take. Oh, can we have it for another 17 minutes?
Let's go for it, guys. Let's go for it.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, Adil. Now, right. So when someone actually enters your email address, we don't know who they are. Okay, we don't know anything about them. They could be women. They could be the complete target, wrong target. Right. How do you start? How do you start separating those people in your email list? Because some people might not open. But because they don't open, it's because they've got nothing to do with it. Do you resend that email, or do you actually
That's before. Like, that all stuff should be done before they even put the email address in.
Right.
So, for instance, if you're actually creating products about weight loss for men and women that's universal, then what you want to do is that you just basically put up a survey saying, are you male or female? I'm male or female. Do you want to lose 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds? I want to lose this much. And you just basically guide them through a series of intricate questions, because this actually induces what's it called, compliance. And by compliance, they actually are highly likely to go through your stuff and read it and apply it, because it's kind of like, I've worked for this, now I get the thing, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Yes, you will actually have less leads come in, but you'll have a higher quality of leads on the back end, which is what you really want. I mean, if you were to tell me right now, Adil, I'll give you 100 leads right now that are, some of them will work with you, some of them won't, some blah, blah. Or do you want 25 people that are actually ecstatic and read everything that you do? I'm like, I want the 25, because the 25 will buy stuff. The 100, maybe 5 will. So, and I can't hear you because you muted yourself again.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. I'll try. Right, okay. So it doesn't, we don't want quantity, we want quality. So even if you get 10 people from an ad, but you're communicating to them right, your right market works out, right?
Correct. Bear with me one moment. Hold on. Just go ahead and do this. You down from there. Also, sorry, I'm just literally running around the room because he's about to wreck my book collection, which is not what I want, because I'm in the current process of renovating my bookshelf from that massive thing in the background to across the top of my TV. What space? I like DIY. It's weird. Anyway, it's oddly relaxing. So yeah, it's quality over quantity is what you want, not the other way around. That would have been stupid, because it would have been very contradictory to what I just said. But yeah, you want higher quality of leads rather than the quantity of leads.
Right.
So, which is always what you want. I'm trying to remember what the original question was now. Oh yeah, how do you separate them? So yeah, you just basically pull up a survey. And if you've already got a list as is right now, and you're like, well, I want to go ahead and do like a make money thing for women only. How do I do that? Well, you just set up a survey. You send them a survey saying, hey guys, I want to go ahead and put you on a survey. At the end of it, you're going to get a free gift, but I just need you to confirm that this is you. So this is going out to no one else except for people that are on, that have already been speaking to me and already know who I am. So you go ahead and email them, they click the link, blah, blah, blah. They go through the entire process. They separate themselves to the markets that you want. They end up on separate mailing lists. And then once they reach those mailing lists, you just basically start the campaigns that say, hey, thank you for taking the thing. It just confirms that, you know, you are who I want to talk to, blah, blah, blah. Female campaign, male campaign, person campaign. I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
Excellent. Okay, brilliant stuff. Right, so we've got another question coming in. This is kind of a really good question, actually. Philippa, thank you very much, Philippa, for joining the class today. She's asking, okay, about humor. I want to ask a question too.
Yay. No, sorry, this is a personal favorite, because I actually wrote an entire blog post about this.
Right,
for Brian Horn. He has, like, it's on his site, so you guys can look that up as well.
Excellent. So she's basically asking that because you are quite a humorous person and you're quite a guy, do you actually do that in your work? Is it important to be serious, or is it good to actually have a bit of humor in there as well?
It's all about being you.
Yeah.
For a very long time, I actually went through this whole thing. By the way, before we continue, I'm just going to give you guys a quick heads up. I have like a little offer to make at the end of this. Scrap that. Fizzy can send you a link. You can read all about it on there, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. Right now, my whole thing is about 13 minutes to answer as many questions as possible. So that's what we're doing. Yay. Let's go with that. Anyway, and the offer is going to be at the end of the PDF.
I'll let you know what the offer is in a minute, guys, right?
Yeah, whatever. All right. So the humor thing. Yes, I believe you should totally be humorous in who you are and be real to who you are, because I went through a phase a very long time ago where I would write like review posts and stuff like this, and then one day I got really sick and tired and thought, you know what, screw this, my site's been hacked to hell, I'm gonna go ahead and completely rebuild this from the ground up and be completely cool about it. So I was like, yay. I swear a lot, which is why this interview's been really, really funny to me, that I'm trying not to swear, because I'm just like, I gotta think of the words to say, you know, substitute words, yay. So because of that, I genuinely curse. If you do, yay, zimdi-doo-dah, who cares? But your marketplace will care, as long as you're true to who you are. Now, if you're someone like Robert Bly, who is one of the cool copywriters I do know and studied for a very long time, Robert actually has this whole thing where he doesn't swear. He hates swearing. He hates cursing. He thinks it's unnecessary marketing. But then if you look at someone like Frank Kern, he basically uses the MF word while on stage.
Yeah.
A lot, which is funny. But it's down to who you are as a person. I mean, some people won't gel with that because some people are like, oh, you know, swearing's not supposed to be happening. Yeah, go away. You're not the person I want to talk to. If I can have, like, the way that you want to have your marketing and your messaging and your business and everything like that is you want to have it in a way that you can actually sit down with a person, have a coffee, and actually not have to put up a front. Right. That's my philosophy on it because humor is a huge thing for me. I mean, I did stand-up comedy for a number of years, and I'm planning on making a return to that because it's always fun. I mean, I make so many okay, I like to say this. I'm a weird mix of a human being because I'm mostly Asian, but I'm also a few other things as well. And because of that, I actually have civil liberty to make fun of everyone on Earth is what I say to people. And I do. I literally make, like, racist jokes about myself to no end. I call myself a terrorist every other day because I think it's funny. For the love of God, my friend is like, I was talking to a really good marketing friend yesterday, and all he said was like, I remember when I can go to the airport before the TSA was there, and I was like, yeah, totally my fault, I enjoy it, and in your face, because you're slightly more brown than the average white guy, so they'll give you trouble as well. My evil plan is working. And he just looked at me and was like, you are just basically is what you are. You're a behind. I was like, yes, I am. I'm that thing. I like to be because it's funny. But yeah, if you inject your humor into it, the post I referred to, I wrote that in 2012, 2013 on Brian Horn's blog. It's about edutainment, educational entertainment.
Right.
If you can make someone laugh, that's great. And I always tell people, you got to be who you are. Don't be a fake and don't try and emulate someone else. Like, for instance, I have a huge passion for being crazy, weird, martial arty, and I am a human encyclopedia of random history. I really am. I went to a museum, and once I actually told the curator what was going on with a certain item, they looked at me and said, why aren't you working here? I'm like, because I don't want to. I just like history a lot. I like crazy stuff like that. It's a weird thing. And I put this in my marketing because I tell people I'm a crazy, weird human being if you like to be as well. Yay, you know, do that. And I'm stupid and random. It really helps. But if you're like the accountant that's super professional and has been their entire life and stuff, and that's who you actually like to be, then guess what? Just go ahead and be that person. Frank has a great idea on this, which is like, hello, my name is Bob, and I'm a boring accountant person, and this is what I do for a living. I genuinely enjoy numbers and number crunching and such like that. But I'll tell you what, if you actually need help with your taxes, which you actually do need to, then I will go ahead and help you. Now, if you bear with me one moment, I'm going to go kill this cat. I'm not really going to kill him. I'm just going to put him away. Hold on. Come here, boy. All right, don't wait.
Be gentle.
The wind scares you. Not dogs, the wind. I have, like, the most backward cat ever. He'll see an Alsatian and be like, I'm going to get into a fight with an Alsatian. He hears the wind, and he just gets really creeped out by him. Like, this thing doesn't even hit you. The other thing could kill you. The other size of it's poop. But he doesn't care. He's just crazy like that. But anyway, back to the original point. Yeah, you can have as much entertainment or as little entertainment as you want, but be true to who you are. If you're the person that likes to make dad or mum jokes when you're out with your kids, so make those same mum and dad jokes when you're with your male universe. Just have fun with it because it's hilarious. If you like, one of the best people to study about how to write your personality is Charles Bukowski. Charles Bukowski always, like, he spoke about his degenerate, debaucherous lifestyle that he had since he was a child, getting beaten up by his father and being abused, all the way to, like, his late years where he was on drugs and strung out and all the other crazy stuff. He wrote about that in his books, and it was just basically him. If you ever met him, it was the exact same thing. Now, I'm not saying don't go be a drug addict and tell everyone, hey, I did like a pound of heroin today, woo! No, no one cares about that. You want to basically go ahead and give value in the sense of entertainment. So if you're like me, the human chatterbox that everyone tells to shut up, but I won't because, you know, it's hilarious to me, then go ahead and be like that. I do analogies all the time of everything. So I make analogies in my business. I really do. But if you're not a person that is got that kind of energy, you're more of the calculating number type cruncher person, then go ahead and be that person. If you're the super caring mother at heart person, then be that person. If you're the super crazy, like Donald Trump kind of, it has to be done yesterday or you're fired, be that person and be super into it. And if your emails are super short and that's all you can do, but people want longer emails, say, hey, listen, I get to the point of things because that's what I like.
Right.
If you're the type of person that goes around in a roundabout way to get to things, try and tone that down, but be you.
Yeah.
End of the day, that will be shining through. All right, one more question, people. Let's go.
Last question. Okay, I want to ask you this personally, actually. You know, I've noticed that some words are more powerful than others, like, you know, MF and effing and B-I-T-C-H and all that, you know. They have more impact when it comes to marketing. I've noticed a lot of marketers have actually started using these words too. Do you think there's any... I mean, I don't use them at all, but there is no difference. I mean, is there any impact in my marketing according to their marketing on how people react?
No. Oh, my God, no. Okay, there is and there isn't. So it's not so much that. It's the people that are doing it because they're inconsistent with their personality. You eventually will find out that's not them.
Right.
Like, if I've met marketers that have... They're like, I'm the honest person, I never swear. And then if you read their emails, they swear every other word. You're like, that's really inconsistent. People will find you out as a fraud very, very quickly. Whereas I met people like Chris McCombs, who's like one of my top friends and greatest mentors I could ever love. Chris, you listen to this, man, I love you. Because you're the one that actually gave me permission to go through with this, because he would actually swear, like, all the time. Like, his thing was like, you like blah blah blah.
Like, he's very, very abrupt. You know, he's very arrogant. He's
Vaynerchuk.
Strong.
Vaynerchuk, his confidence levels is a crazy high. I wouldn't say he's arrogant. I would say he's like supremely confident that he's
arrogant. Yeah, he's confident, but he's very outspoken as well. Do you have to be like that?
Oh, hell no. There's like quiet people that make a killing online. There's loud people to make a kill. Basically, every base personality, of which there are four, you have those. You have the outspoken, direct, to the point kind of guys like Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah, I can do this. And then you have the outspoken, crazy people like me. And then you have the super caring people like my mother. And then you have the super calculating people like Bill Gates. And yes, I did throw my mother into that one because she was the only person I can think of initially, because she's super caring and stuff. But each person has their own place in this world. You don't have to be an extrovert or an introvert or whatever it is to make money. You just need to be you. And when you understand what your message is to your marketplace and actually give them the brand that is you, it helps. Now, if you actually say like the words like fucker and like MF and FN and other stuff like that, that works, because there was a study saying that people that swear more in sales are more likely to make more money, because it means they're genuinely, honestly, truly care about it. Now, the downside is, ever since this has come out as an evidential study, everyone's doing it because they're trying to fake it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I don't fake swearing. I really don't. I mean, this is like really restricted. Listen to a podcast on my site and you'll hear me swear like every couple of words, because I'm unrestricted on that. Read my blog post, you see swears. Read my emails. I try not to swear in emails because there's like a filter on those. But everything else, there is. Like my videos, I swear at least 6 times in my videos. I actually caught like the worst word in America is the C word. And I use that one quite often because I find it hilarious, just to gauge people's responses. And like, oh, I hate you. I'm like, I love you too. Why? Because you're stupid and crazy. If I'm doing my Irish accent, no one cares. I can get away with murder in my Irish accent because they're like, oh, you're so charming. I'm like, oh, no, thank you. And yes, I do accents as well because it's funny to me.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's been absolutely amazing, Adam. Now, can you tell us about your bonuses? We've got the 50.5 checklist.
With 2 extra points that I've given you guys.
2 extra points. So that's, guys, if you're not already registered, just register on the website and I'll send you that out by email. And what is the offer that you have personally, Adil? Because I know that you're accepting one-to-one consultancy, is that right?
Yeah, right now what I'm doing is, to give you guys an example, I'm extremely expensive and ridiculously overpriced, which is why I love to say with everything that I do, yay. But I actually charge around $2,000 to $3,000 for a single hour of my time, not a day. It's a literal 1 hour call, but as you've probably seen with how I work in this call, I go 1,000,000 miles a minute. So 1 hour in my life is about 6 hours in most other people's lives, from how much information I give you and download and give you into craziness of cramming. And that's all down to preparedness and random shenanigans that come in with me recording it. Now, the actual offer itself will be inside the guide that I send you, because I have to edit it slightly. Sorry, it's a guide that's cool, but it has like, I didn't have time to edit it. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to send it over to Fizza and she's going to get it out to you guys ASAP. Saying that though, the actual offer is literally you get 1 hour of my time for half the price. It's $1,000 that you guys get for it. If within the first 20 minutes you don't find value that I can actually deliver on what I say, let me know and I refund you the entire $1,000. And because it's a two-part one. There is a second guarantee. If after I give you all the stuff you want, as soon as you've applied it, from the day of application, 30 days, I think it's 30 days, 60 days, after you've applied what I've told you, because I will make you apply it, once you've done that, if you do not see the results or you're not satisfied by what you've actually covered, I will give you literally back the entire money, given the fact that you've actually gone ahead and tried it. So realistically, I could end up getting like, I don't know, like $10,000 today. Yay for me. But then if everyone turns around and says, no, we don't like this, then guess what? I'm just giving that money back because I couldn't get less. For me, it's just an investment in your own future of making sure you want. And there's information in the PDF about this. So you guys can go ahead and do that and how you can get down with me. The work, the way it is like once you made your payment, you schedule a Skype call with me. Or you schedule an email session with me, and what we do is I need all the information, which will be on there. And once I've got all the information, we'll schedule a call where I've actually gone through all your stuff thoroughly, and we'll sit down, and for an hour, I will literally rip everything you do to shreds, or build it up, and give you entire film blueprints and everything else in between to make sure that you have everything you need to get started, to start making money almost as soon as possible. So,
anyone, that was a long flow, Rodney. it can be for anyone, right? So it could be for people that are network marketers, maybe promoting other products or
anything that you need that you want to help with your marketing and your business and your persuasion, anything like that, I basically handle because I've actually worked with over 72 different industries, including network marketing, including home business, including affiliates, including everything, including vacuum sales. And believe it or not, quite recently, I even worked with how to find your gender. That was the weirdest one I got hired to do. It's like, are you sure that you're supposed to be a man or a woman? How to embrace yourself? That was an actual thing I had to write, which is hilarious to me. So yay, that happened. So literally anything as is, if I don't feel like I can do it, I refund you your money anyway. But this is a no risk thing for you guys. I mean, you guys are going to get my best stuff for an amazing low price. So I will basically go ahead and send Fizzer the stuff in the next 2 hours. So that'll be 7 p.m. UK time. Fizzer, just guys, sign up. You'll get a confirmation email, and then you'll get an email from Fizzer much later on with the guide and all the other fun stuff as well included.
Anyone that's a Dreamfly member, I sent you that email, but if you haven't, there's a register box around the video. Go and register yourself, it's for free, and then I'll send you out your email just specific for this. And I'll send you the replay guides as well, in case you missed any links or anything like that inside, you know, that Robin mentioned, then we can go over that as well. But guys, thank you so much for coming to class. It's been amazing. We've still got loads of people here, so it's been over an hour. And you guys are still here, so I'm sure you picked up lots and lots of stuff. Adil, as you are on the I Have a Dream show, marketing, but can I ask you to share your dream with us?
Oh, what is my dream in what sense? Because I have like 8, and they're for different parts of my life. So which one do you guys want?
Tell us the wildest, biggest dream that you have.
Okay, one of my biggest dreams in life right now is I'm building a series of different businesses, like miniature businesses that bring in a consistent flow of like $5,000 to $10,000 each. Just bear with me, just finishing up an interview. Sorry, this is just like between a client and a client. So, right, okay, so the actual dream I have is basically get to a point where I actually should create 3 businesses that bring in between $5,000 and $10,000 each a month. And what my plan is to go ahead and raise that money and basically give it away every single month. That is my plan. Get to like, so if I've got $30,000 coming in, or $15,000 to $30,000, depending on what the business is doing, how much they turn over, is literally take that money out of my bank account, go find people that truly need it, and just drop it off in the mail. Like, find out the research, find out who they are, and then just leave a bag there and walk away, because I don't want to know what they do with it. I just want to help them because someone helped me a very long time ago, not in the same way, but a different way, and it's just always been embedded with me. That's one of my dreams. The other one is, I'm kind of realizing it right now, I'm currently writing a book called A Most Excellent Adventure, which is all about my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu journey from a white belt to a black belt over the next 10 years. But what it is I'm actually documenting each and every single portion of it through my travels around the world with different gyms and different people I train with. And realistically, the dream for that is travel the world, doing the thing that I love doing, which is martial arts, and help people along the way being cool and crazy and awesome. So, yay. And finally, business dream, because I have to have one of those, apparently. Yay. No, my business dream is basically get to the point where I can actually help people as much as possible with their business, so they don't actually have to struggle, because struggling sucks, and I know what it's like to be on, like, the worst possible place in the world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's, like, my goal, is to basically make sure I can help people.
Absolutely beautiful. Adam, it's been an amazing pleasure to have you onto this platform. And last words, Adam, before we let you go, is people that are not following their passion and living their dream, what would you say to them? Life's short, guys, right? Dream big. But there's people are scared to dream big because they worry about what's going to happen, or if they're not capable enough, or whatever it is. What would you say to people like that?
Save up 6 months worth of rent and living expenses.
Yeah,
that's my goal. First of all, save 6 months worth of living expenses and stuff like that, and take 2 months off.
Excellent.
In that 2 month period, go ahead and just live your friggin' dream as much as you can, because guess what, you don't have to worry about it for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do that. And in that 2 month period, as long as you work on your business and work on your dream and what you want to do, guess what, at the end of that 60 days, you might actually find out your dream that you have is not the thing that you want to do. And you just go back to your job, because you've not lost it. You've just taken a 60-day sabbatical. That's all you've done. So you can always go back to your job security and safety, and you've always got money to come in. Now, if you find out that during that 6-day period, that is the thing you want to do in your life, and that is exactly what you want, guess what? You've now realized it, and you have 6 months rent basically a go, and you've basically been building your business to bring in an income so you can actually go ahead and live your dream and have money. So enjoy that one, because that's always fun.
Where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Exactly, and have fun. Don't do the stupid thing that I did, because so many people give you bad advice, and the bad advice I got was, hey, just jump off a cliff and, you know, things will work out. No, don't do that. That's the stupidest thing you can do. Make sure you have savings. Make sure you have enough money to basically support you for 6 to 12 months, and then decide to leave. If you hate what you're doing right now, I hate saying this, but right now, grind it out for the time being until you're actually comfortable with, like, a 6 month leave that all your expenses are paid, and then just walk out of that and go be happy. Because believe it or not, when you have money in the bank, it is so much easier to walk away from people, because they're like, oh yeah, well, I'm only going to pay you $1,000, or I don't care about your idea. And you're like, okay, cool, take care, bye bye. You're just walking away because, like, you've got abundance now. And that's basically what it is.
Cool.
Guys, I'm going to get going. As always, Fizza, thank you for having me. I love you guys, and I'll speak to you soon, I hope.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Adam. We'll connect with you soon. Thank you so much.
I hope I helped everyone, and if I didn't help you guys, on my website, there should be a contact form. Just send me an email. If it doesn't reach me, don't do that right now. Of course, I'll give you guys my email address. You can mail me from there, and I'll do what I can. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Adam. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the class. I'm sure you found this amazingly helpful. So I'll put up the replay and I'll put up all the links below the video as well, so you can actually take action on whatever it is that's been mentioned on the in-class today. So guys, dream big, and to another episode of I Have a Dream Show and I Have a Dream Show Marketing University. I see you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well, so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality, so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream Show and share your unique journey with the world.